That's the pshat. Kula nami midrasha. The whole din of the Mishnah is also only a drasha. Like Rashi says, l'nyeptur yibum midrasha asiyah miachais isha. Like, how do we know the whole yisayt of our Mishnah that if your brother is married to an erva to you, that you're not allowed to marry her? There's no mitzvah yibum. How do we know that? Only from a drasha we learn them out from achais isha. So, like all the cases of the Mishnah, chidushim adrashes. Gemara says no. Nehi delinyan yibum asiyah midrasha. True. That that we say, that if your brother is married to your daughter or to your mother-in-law, how do we know there's no mitzvah yibum when your brother dies? True, the Torah doesn't say it clearly. We only learn it out from a drasha. So that the mitzvah yibum is a ptur, that's only a drasha. But ikar isurayo behed yiksiva. But all the other 15 noshim in the Mishnah, it says clearly in the Torah, you're not allowed to marry them. The Torah says clearly you can't marry your mother-in-law, you can't marry your grandmother. It says clearly you can't marry them. Mashenkein, bitoy iki suri midrasha. That that you can't marry your daughter. Again, not where you married, not where you married to your wife. But it's time where you live with a lady, derech znus, and you had a child. How do we know you can't marry that daughter? The Torah doesn't say clearly. So who isur is only from midrasha. The Yomar Rava says, Omali Rav Yitzchak Barav Dimi. Asi, we learn it out from Heina Heina Asi Yozima Zima. So since the whole Isser doesn't say clearly, we only make it from drushes as Heina here and Heina there, and Zim here and Zim here, you learn out one from the other, that's how we know there's an Isser for you, Bechlau, to live with your daughter, Miana Sasai. So since it's Chaviv, it's very dear to the Tana, because the Chachomim Dash and the Isser from the Torah, that's why the Tana starts off with Bitoy. Rashi says, Asya and Heina, Li Isser Asya, Zima Zima Lesreifa. The Bitoy Mi Ishtoy, Vechain Bas Bitoy Bas No Yafos Mi Ervas Isha Bitoy. If you're married to the mother, then you're not allowed to marry the daughter, because the Torah says, Isha Bito. You can't marry an Isha and then marry a daughter. But if you have a daughter only through Derech Znus, you don't know from this Pasuk. He said, Erva Isha, because here the Torah says, Isha, for Lashon Ishus. Mashma, only if you married the mother, then you're not allowed to marry the daughter. But Mashma, if you didn't marry the mother, maybe you're allowed to live with the daughter. So if we learn out from Mahaikra Ervas Bas Binchai Bas Bincha, Vacholash and Ishus Leksiv. Here it doesn't say the word Ishus. So if we learn out one from the other, the whole drasha is only from a drasha. And how do you know Yechayiv Sreifa if you live with this daughter? The same thing, that's Zima Zima. It says Zima by the regular one, it says Zima by over here. We learn out the Yonis Sreifa. So since though Issa Bita is only from a drasha, it's Chavivala, that's one reason maybe why the Tana starts off with Bitoy first. All right, stop here. You're holding out Gimel Amar Aleph. Again, we're in the middle of the Shaila again. Why does the Mishnah say this Seder of Bitoy first and then Eishes Achiv later? Of course, since we learn out the Chiddush from Eishes Achiv, he should have said that case first. From Achois Ishtoy, from your wife's sister. That will soon see the Pasuk. It says, Achois Ishtoy, so why wasn't that the first Erva? So Gemara said that we learn out the Bitoy from Droshes. So since we're learning out from a drasha, that's why it's chaviva, that's why it says it first. Like the bitoy manasosai, your daughter, not from your wife, but a daughter from a lady's time, he has nus with her. How do we know you're not allowed to marry her? Learn out from posek, heina heina, zima zima. So Gemara says, hashta di yarma, now that you tell me that kol milsa di yasya midrasha chavivalei, anything that we learn it out from a drasha, the Torah does not say it out clearly that it's osur. You have to make a drasha to say that it's osur. That's chaviva, that's dear, that's why the Tana puts it first. For the Gemara is so, listni la'achois isha l'psayf. So it should have said in the Mishnah, the last erva should have been achois isha, your wife's sister. Because how do we know that if your wife's sister is married to your brother, that there's no mitzvah yibum? There the Torah says out clearly, there's no mitzvah yibum. And from that case of achois isha, you learn out all the other noshim that are ervas, there's no mitzvah yibum. So really, this one should be last, because this case of achois isha, your wife's sister, the Torah says that clearly. So if you tell me now things we have to learn out from drushes are more dear, it says first, so that it says clearly should be last. So how come it says kalosa list? Why doesn't it say achois isha, your wife's sister list? So Gemara says, I did the Ari b'yisra achvasa, since we're talking about a brother or a sister anyway, Tono Achos Ishtoi. That's why while we're talking about the brothers, your brother from the same mother, therefore we're talking about brothers and sisters, it talks about your wife's sister also. If so, you're telling once we're talking about brothers and sisters. It says already your wife's sister also. So talk about brothers and sisters last in the Mishnah. How come again do we leave out like kalosai list? Like why don't we talk about brothers and sister list? If you want to say that once we talk about brothers and sisters, we have to talk about your wife's sister also. So say it last. So still we have a kasher. Why is there such a seder in the Mishnah? Rashi says, "Kol isor achva solista lebsayf v'yaktim kalosel achosoy." Your own daughter-in-law should have been first. Ki echad adhevi achos ish lebsayf. So still a kasha. How come it doesn't say achos ish, your wife's sister list? Why does it say kalosel list? If you tell me now, things learn out from a drasha come first. So Marian says, "Elotono kurve kurve nokit." The reason why the Mishnah says to say that these 15 Nashim, it says the one that's the most closest to you. Kurva, kurva. The most closest relative, that's the one it says first. The Rashi says, Hanech de Korv le Tvei, Nokat Bresha. The one that more close relative, it says first. Therefore, Torna Bitoi. It says your own daughter first. Even if Meyanososai, from a lady that you had Znus with, but still, Lamaisi, you're the father of the daughter, so she's the most closest relative, your own daughter. And then it says, Ubaz Bitoi, if your daughter has a daughter, you can't marry her either. Then it says, Ubaz Benoi, if you had a son, and your son has a daughter, you're not allowed to marry them. So these are Kurva Tvei, these are the most closest relative to a person. Your own daughter or your granddaughter, either from your daughter or from your son. The Kroivi Atzmai, these are called relatives from your own blood, you yourself. Now, v'yardi d'toni shloisha duris lamata d'day, since it says the three duris downwards of yourself, in other words, your daughter and your granddaughter, tona nami shloisha duris lamata d'day. They also talk about your wife. That if your wife had a daughter, and your wife's granddaughter also you can't marry. Even though that's not a kurva to you, it's not your own relative, it's only your wife's relative, but since it talks about you go down three duris, it talks about your wife also. If you marry a lady, and the lady had already a daughter from before, you're not allowed to marry that daughter, or you can't marry the granddaughter. Now, since it talks about your wife, the three daughters downward, means your wife and her daughter and a granddaughter, is Tony Shloisha Duris Lamala Dido. It also talks about your wife's three generations upwards, that you can't marry your wife's mother, and your wife's grandmother is also asked to marry you, for the same type of an isser. Starts off, you can't marry a lady and a daughter and a granddaughter. So what then upwards is the same issue. You can't marry a grandmother or a mother or the daughter. So therefore, that's the way the Mishnah starts off. First it starts off with your own daughter. That's the most closest relative. And then it goes to your wife's daughter, downwards and upwards. Then, v'tona achvaso. Then it talks about your own brother. V'achoist imoi. Then it talks about your mother's brother. The k'roi v'atzmoi. They're also relatives of your own. The IDDR of Yisr Achva, once we're talking about a brother and a sister, Tono Achos Ishtoi. That's why then the Mishnah talks about your wife's sister. Even though your wife's sister is not a real relative, a blood relative, but once it talks about a real brother, a real sister, it talks about also your wife's sister. Over Dinu, the Mishnah says, and really the Svar is, De Lekadme Lekalosoi Makmoi Eshes Achish Lahoyi Biolomoi. Really, the last two cases of the Mishnah is, next to the last case was Eshes Achiv, your brother's wife, that you were not alive the same time your brother was alive. And then the last case is Kalosoi, your own daughter-in-law. So if you say the Mishnah is talking about Krovim, that is more closer to you, that's the Seder it says, so the Chura, your daughter-in-law, is more closer to you than your brother's wife that wasn't alive the same time. Like your own daughter-in-law, the pshat is your son got married. So she's a relative because of your own son, that's mamish, your own relative. So it should have said this case, your daughter-in-law first, before it says about your brother's wife, that you weren't alive the same time as he was. Then the Gemara says, Delay mishum kurvahu, the asira. There it's not mishum kurva, it's not because of a kurv that you're us over there. It's your brother's wife, that's why it's us. So how come it says your brother's wife, before it says kalosai? Rashi says, Talav Mishum Kuvu Diyasa Kloimar, V'chivon D'Kroivim Noket, since the Mishnah is talking about the ones that are more closer to you, V'yozo V'kalosoi, these things are not because of your own relative. It's bedin with listening kalosoi. It should say your own daughter-in-law. Makami eshesachis loy b'alomoy. Or makami eshesachiv miimoy. Nami mishum de kalosoi chamir tfei minayu ve'avle leminket chumrei kivud le'mos leminket kurvei. Rashi learns the pshat like this: your own daughter-in-law is also not a korev to you, really. It's only because of your son. And your brother's wife is also not your own relative. It's because of your brother. And the same thing, Eshes Ochim Imoy, your brother from the same mother, his wife. So those wives are not also to you because they're really your relative. They're somebody else's relative. So since they're not your own relative, which one should go first? The one that's more chomer, that has the more chomerdika einish. So since Kalosoi is more chomer, Kalosoi should have been set first. So again, we have a kasha. How is the Seder of the Mishnah talking about? So Gemara says like this: Ela Aidi the Ari Biyisr Achvo Torna Eishes Ochish Lohoi Biyolomai. Since we're already talking about brothers and sisters, and your own brother, that's Machmas Kurva, your sister. Therefore, it also says already your brother's wife that was not at the same time as you. For Hadi Torna Kalosai. And then at the end, it ends off to say, Kalosai, your own daughter-in-law. That's why we're ending off, that the Reseid the HaMishnah is the ones that are more Korev to you, the ones that are more closer to you. It starts off with your own daughter, that's the one most closest, then upwards, downwards, and then it talks about brothers and sisters, and then last comes Kalosai, your own daughter-in-law. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Nukasha. So the Gemara, my eerie, the Tony Poitrois, listen the Oisrois. How come the Mishnah says a Lashon that Chamesh Esrei Noshim Poitrois es Sarasein Masoros Hasein Min Achlitzim Min Ayibim? What's this Lashon of Poitim means a pot that you would freeze you? Freeze you Mashma, you don't have to do it. But if you want to do Mitzvah Yibim, you are allowed to do it. And we know that's not Talocha. Lamaisa, if your brother is married to your daughter, since she's an Erva to you, even if you want to, you're not allowed to. She remains with an Issa, there's two Issurim involved. First of all, she's your daughter, and secondly, she's your brother's wife. So why does the Mishnah say Loshen of Poitrois? It frees you. It should have said a stronger Loshen of Oisrois. But in Marmayu, the Tani Poitrois, list the Oisrois. It should have said that she's also to do it. And Rashi says, Demashma Pturis Hain V'boi Miyabim. Pturis means you don't have to, you're free. But Mashma, if you want, you're allowed to. So the question is, list the Asurois. To avadi asura saying, you're not allowed to be miyabin these ervas. Miyacha sheinim sekukas liyibum, since there's no mitzvah yibum to them, they kaimi be yisareshasach. Whenever there's not a mitzvah yibum involved, like we always say, that your brother's wife is also to you, how's the erva eshasach? Really, your brother's wife you're not allowed to marry? Even after your brother dies, there's an iser eshasach liyilum. There's only when there's a mitzvah yibum, then we say the mitzvah yibum is matiyu, gives you a heter to marry you. But here, by these ervas, that there is no mitzvah yibum, so pshita she's asur to you. Not only there's no mitzvah, but she's asurois. So that's the kasha. Why doesn't the Mishnah say lashon of oisrois? So Gemara says, Eton oisrois, if the Mishnah would have said that these noshim are osur, habamina, I would have thought, what does oisrois mean? Osur liyabim. You're not allowed to marry them. True, there's an Isser Erever involved. You can't marry them. Avo Michlas Cholza. But maybe I would think when your brother died without a son, without any children, Salamaisa, his wives now, even though one of them is an Erever to you, still maybe there's a Mitzvah Chalitza. Chalitza, you don't have to marry her. You don't have to do any Yisurim. Just like take off the shoe and let her spit. So how do I know there's no Mitzvah Chalitza? Kamash Malon. That's why the Mitzvah says Lashon HaPturis. Tourist means there's no mitzvah at all. There's no mitzvah yibum. There's no mitzvah chalitza. That's what it says, Lashon Pturis. So at the Gemara, for the Marvelis, no, it's still a question. Asura lachloitz. Let the Mishnah say it's also to be miyabim and it's also to make a chalitza. What do you want to say? If we don't want to say Osel Yabim, I would think though there's a mitzvah chalitza. Let the Mishnah say clearly Asur Alachlitz. So Moshe says no, my covet. That the Mishnah can't say. An Isser is mashmi doing an Avera. even though you don't have to give a chalitza, but if you give a chalitza, there's no aveira involved, there's nothing wrong with taking off the shoe and spitting on the floor, there's nothing wrong with that. So therefore, the Mishnah can't say lashon of asura lachlitz, because asura lachlitz will be mashu when there's an isra and aveira involved. For the Gemara, that's not true, my COVID. Like, what are you doing wrong? True, maybe there's no mitzvah to do it, but it's not called asura. So Gemara says, no, that's not shver. Alam aloy, why not? The Mishnah could say lashon asura lachlitz. That's the question. The Mishnah should have said, it's also to make chalitza. And now the question is, why should it be also? What are you doing wrong? Yes, you're doing something wrong. Because, imato oy mecholetzes, if you're going to tell me that a person would be allowed to do chalitza if he wants to, again, his brother was married to your daughter, and then your brother dies. So if you'd want to tell me that you would be allowed to make a chalitza, misya bemis. People come to make mistakes and think, just like this person gave chalitza, they'll think there is a mitzvah yibum b'makim erva, and if it happens again, they'll come to be miyabim to make mitzvah yibum. Therefore, there's a svar to say asura, that when you're not allowed to make mitzvah yibum, you are not allowed to do mitzvah chalitza. Even though really with the chalitza itself there's no aveira, but the rabbanon don't want you to make chalitza, because if you will come to do chalitza, people will think you should, there's a mitzvah here involved. And they'll think the next case, you're allowed to make yibum also. So therefore it's good, the Mishnah should have said the Lashon Asura. It should have said it's also to be miyabim, and midirabonim, there's also an Isser involved to give chalitza. So the more answers like this, we're back to the Kasha then, why does the Mishnah say the Lashon Apturois, that they're only potter, they're freed? It should have said better Masuros, they're also, they're not allowed to do the mitzvah yibim, or to do the mitzvah chalitza. So the Gemara says, Kiv on the b'makim mitzvah, who the asirat zara? When do we say this halacha that if your brother is married to your daughter and he has a second wife, when he dies, you're not allowed to marry either one of them? Not only your own daughter you can't marry, but you can't even marry the tzara, the other wife. When is that true? Only b'makim mitzvah. Only when they were both married to your brother. So then we say the svar is, since there's no mitzvah yibum, she remains with the yisr eshesach. But v'shaloi b'mokim mitzvah, let's say it's not b'mokim mitzvah. Let's say it's not your brother that got married to your wife, to your daughter. But somebody else married your daughter. Let's say somebody else, Stam Reuven from the street, married your daughter. And he also had another wife also. And then that person dies. Avad, you're allowed to marry your second wife. Like, why not? Your own daughter, of course, you can't marry. But if some a person in the street, Stam Reuven, not your relative, married your daughter, and he also married another wife, when he dies, pshita, you're allowed to marry the second wife. There's no issa to you. You only can't marry your own daughter. But the second wife you could. So when does the halacha of the Mishnah apply that when your daughter is married to your brother, and your brother has a second wife, you can't marry the second wife? That's only b'makim mitzvah. So, Kivun the b'makim mitzvah, who the yasirat zara? That's when the second wife you can't marry. But v'shalai b'makim mitzvah, if your daughter and another wife is married to a stranger, sharia, then you are allowed to marry the second wife. Mishumachi, therefore, Mishnah says, Tani poitrois. The Mishnah wants to say a lashna poitrois. That when is there such a locha that you can't marry your daughter, you can't marry the other wife? That's only b'makim yibum. When there's supposed to be a mitzvah yibum. So then we say poitrois, that since your daughter, there's no mitzvah yibum on your daughter because she's an erva to you, who then she patis, she frees the mitzvah yibum on the other wife, and therefore the other wife remains with the yisrei shesach, but only in the case where they're married to your brother. But if they're married to a stranger, there's no patura there. There we say your sister, your daughter is also to you, but the other wife is mutter. So that's why the Mishnah says lashon of poitrois, to tell us this halacha, that the second wife is also to you, is only b'mokim yibum, and not shalai b'mokim yibum. Rashi says, shalai b'mokim mitzvah shaya, kegoy nochri, a stranger, shenasa chosnoi, became your daughter, your son-in-law. In other words, a stranger married your daughter, v'lo yishacheres, you also have a second wife, umeis, and now your son-in-law dies. In such a case, pshita muteres ishtoi, or lechomov, that the second wife is married to the father-in-law. Right? I mean, she's allowed to marry your father-in-law now. Because now come on, there's no issa to marry your father-in-law. It's only us of you to marry your daughter. But the other wife now is mutter to the father, for the father-in-law to marry. So Mishimachi Toni Poitrois. Therefore the Mishnah says Lashon of Poitrois, that it frees you. In other words to say, when is there such a locha that you're not allowed to marry the other wife of your daughter? Only when there was a mitzvah's yibum involved. When she's ptura, when she patis from yibunas, when your brother married them, then you can't marry them. Trashiti tani oisrus of the Mishnah would just said oisrus you're not allowed to mashma shabbas oisrus all of likach. That the reason why he can't marry the mate, the second wife, is because they're married because the second wife is your daughter. The word is that oisrus mashma whenever your daughter is married to anybody in the world and there's a second wife involved, you're never allowed to marry the second wife. And that's not true. It's only Yosef b'makim yibum, but shloi b'makim yibum. Why not? It's a stranger. So that's why the Mishnah says Loshin, don't make that mistake. But you know, poitras means when can't you marry the second wife? Only when there's a mitzvah yibum involved. And the locher is since the daughter pat is mitzvah yibum, who adin you not let her marry the second wife? So that's why the Mishnah wants to say Loshin of poitras and not a Loshin of asuras. Now the Gemara is. How come it says the Ptura from the mitzvahs chalitza and the mitzvahs of yibum? Like we know, the first thing you're supposed to do is make the mitzvahs yibum. The Torah says first when your brother dies, go and be miyav and marry his wife. And the Pasuk says if you don't want to marry her, make yibum, then make chalitza. So mashma first is the mitzvahs yibum and then is the mitzvahs chalitza. So how come our Mishnah says the Ptura is mina chalitza first and then mina yibum? For the Gemara, listening min ayibum lechudei. First kashrut, let it just say yibum alone. What does it have to say chalitz altogether for? So Gemara says, no, itoni min ayibum. If it would have said, she's ptur min ayibum, have a mina mechlas cholza. I would have thought, true, there's no mitzvahs yibum, but maybe chalitz you are supposed to do. Yavu milov miyavna. True, yibum you can't do. You're not allowed to marry her. Since it's your daughter, she's an erva, there's no mitzvahs yibum. The other wife also is potter from Yibum. But maybe Chalitza you should do. Kamash Malon, that's why our Mishnah says you should know the Pturas from both, from Chalitza and from Yibum. So the teachers of the Klal is, Kol Oilo Li Yibum, Oilo Li Chalitza. On any time your brother is married to a wife, that there is a mitzvah Yibum involved, then the din is, if you don't want to marry her, you have to give the Chalitza. But the Klal is, V'chol She'ena Oilo Li Yibum, anytime there's no mitzvah yibum, like in a case where your brother was married to your daughter, that there's no mitzvah yibum, you can't marry your own daughter, is einu oila lechalitza. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That hu adin, there's no din chalitza either. In other words, you don't have half of a mitzvah. Midiraisa, there's no such thing as half of a mitzvah. Either you have the whole mitzvah to be miyabama, and if not, give a chalitza, or else, just like you don't have yibum, hu adin, you do not have mitzvah chalitza. You can't divide the two up. Good. Now the Gemara is the kasha we asked before. For the Gemara, listening mina yibum mina chalitza. Why doesn't it say the word yibum first? How come it says the word chalitza first? Inami or else mina chalitza lechuda. Let the Mishnah just say yipata from chalitza. I would know what the kalva chayma. Like for what reason there's no mitzvah chalitza? Only because there's no mitzvah yibum. So why does the Mishnah first say chalitza and then yibum? First of all, let it say the opposite way. Yibum, because that comes first, and then chalitza. And stronger, let it just say yipturim mina chalitza. Like when your brother was married to your daughter, let it just say there's no mitzvah chalitza. And I would understand that there's no mitzvah yibum either. So Gemara says, our Mishnah is abishorli. Our Mishnah goes according to abishorli. The Yom Abishol says later in the Aflamites, we'll see later, that mitzvahs chalitza koidemes le mitzvahs yibum. Abishol learns not like Pasha Pshan of Sukkim. Abishol learns that Bizman is there today, lechatchila, just do mitzvahs chalitza. Do not go and do mitzvahs yibum. Bizman is there, you don't do yibum anymore. So therefore the Mishnah says chalitza first and then yibum to say that really first comes chalitza. Like Rashi says, next to the last line, Abishorli, the Perek HaCholos, the fourth Perek, Abishorloimer, HaKoynes Yivimter L'Shem Noi. If somebody marries his brother's wife with the mitzvah Yibum, but not totally L'Shmo, you're doing it because she's a pretty lady. Well, L'Shem Ishas, what time you want to live with her? Is Kilo Pageya Berva, Abishorl holds it's come out of Navera. The Korubain Elias of Vlad Mamzer, it's come out like a Vlad Mamzer. As Abishol holds, the only time there's a mitzvah yibum, if you do it totally lishmo, only mishum mitzvah yibum. But any time you have any enjoyment from it, you want to do it really, he holds there's no mitzvahs yibum. So according to Abishol, b'zman ezeh, you're only supposed to do chalitza and not yibum. So that's why our Mishnah says chalitza first, to teach us this, that the mitzvah is to go and do chalitza, and don't do yibum b'zman ezeh. Now the Gemara says, Minyona de Reisha Lamutei Mai, U Minyona de Seif Lamutei Mai. Like Mamana Shach, the Mishnah says the Noshim are not allowed to be Miyabim, and it counts them all off. It says 15 Noshim. So we could count also, how come the Mishnah had to say, Chamesh Esrei Noshim? Why did it have to start off with the count of 15 if it only says 15 in the Mishnah? We could count it for ourselves. So if the Mishnah says Loshim of Chamesh Esrei, it has to mean, like a Diyak, only these 15 and not somebody else. Mashma, there is somebody else also, maybe you think would be included. Kamashma, no, it's not included. That's the minion of the ratio. And then the minion of the sefer at the end, it says, again, it says, Loshen of, Harei Elu Pturus, Sarasem, Minachlitza, Minayibim. Why does that to say a second time, Harei Elu? So what's the two minyoni? And Rashi says, Minyona de Reisha de Mashna Tezva Vesuloi, only 15 and not more. And Minyona de Sefer, Hare Elu Paturais, it says, these are Potter, de Mashma Elu Vesuloi, only these that it says here and nobody else. Like, what's the Havamina? Which other Noshim would I think are also Potter that the Mishnah has to say only 15 and not more? And only Elu, these and nobody else. Who are the other Noshim that I would have thought are Potter? So Mar says, yes.